All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with a little bit more Mia. Drink some water real fast, and let's get going. Oh, hey. What are you guys doing here? I should be asking you that. Why aren't you at the bar? Oh, I just came home really quick to get something. I'll be heading back there in a few minutes. To get something, huh? You wouldn't happen to be talking about that letter, would you? This? No, definitely not. Something else. Uh-huh. By the way, isn't that like the second one you got from him in a week? Bit much, don't you think? I guess he just has a lot to say. Wait, I'm lost. Who are we talking about? Oliver, for some strange reason, he keeps sending me all these love letters. What's so weird about it? I actually think it's romantic. It is, kinda. Why doesn't he just send you a text or call you? I mean, who the hell sends letters anymore? Like I said, it's romantic. It's also totally out of character for him. I suppose he could have more layers to him than I thought. Even if those layers are more than a little cringy. Ooh, she said cringy, okay. Ugh, are we done talking about my love life? We never would have even started if you were still at the bar like you should be. Like I said, I'll be going back there in a few minutes. Not like it matters anyway. Not with that attitude, it won't. That sass of hers is really starting to wear on me. So, these letters, you said they're love letters? I mean, that's at least what I think they are. Not like I've actually read one. About a week ago, I almost opened one of them and she went completely nuclear on me. Well, I guess they are kind of personal. I know, but she got too mad at me for it. Suspiciously so. And I'll be honest, Grim. I've met Oliver. I doubt there's anything in those love letters even remotely interesting. They're probably filled with lyrics to a bunch of shitty songs he writes about her. Seems like you like him about as much as Vivian does. Oh, don't get the wrong idea. I like him just fine. He's just not the smartest or most talented guy around. Still, she seems happy with him, so I suppose that's all that really matters. Yeah. Hey, I've been thinking. Might be a good idea to take Isla up on her offer of having dinner at her place. Well, I didn't think you'd actually agree to it. I can't say I'm excited about it. In fact, it'll probably be a train wreck. However, I don't want to say I didn't at least try to mend fences with that idiot. That's very big of you. I just hope she doesn't call him an idiot when we get there. Yeah, but I'm going to need some support. So if you don't mind, I'd be happy to accompany you. Thanks, Grim. I knew I can count on you. Count on him for what? Oh, Mia. Well? Isla kind of invited us to dinner at her house tonight, and I decided to go. Haha, very funny. Seriously, what were you actually talking about? I'm not joking, Mia. We ran into her at a store and she asked us. And why didn't you just say no thanks? Because I'm tired of all the weirdness between us and I want to put an end to it. And this includes Sebastian? He'll be there too. God, and you're willingly going to put yourself through that? Yes, and Grim will be there with me, as support. Unless, of course, you want to tag along. Yeah, that's definitely not happening. Thought as much. Just gonna say one thing. Oops. I mean, you're free to do whatever you please, but I'm telling you. This dinner will change nothing between us. If anything, it'll only make things worse. That's a risk I have to take. Well, good luck then. Because you're gonna need it.
Later that night.
Did you ring the doorbell? No, I thought about using my telepathic abilities to alert them of our arrival instead. Sorry for asking. No, I'm sorry. I'm just feeling really anxious right now. We still have time to make a run for it, just so you know. Don't tempt me.
As she says this, the door opens and Isla pops out.
Hi, guys. Hey, Isla. Nice to see you. You too. Please, come inside.
Seconds later, you're all inside.
I just want to thank you again for agreeing to come. Don't mention it. We're happy to be here. You have a lovely home. Thank you. Did you have trouble finding us? I've driven by before, so it wasn't a problem at all. Oh, good.
With Isla leading the way, you and Grace follow her through the house and into the living room. And the very first thing you both notice sitting on the couch...
Uh-oh.
...is Sebastian. With his typically smug smirk plastered across his stupid face and all.
Why, hello! What a pleasure it is to have you in our home! Hello, Sebastian. Hey. Please take a seat. Make yourselves comfortable. Oh, so you'll be leaving then. Heh, ever the witty one, aren't you, Grace? On occasion. Can I get anything for you two to drink? Wow. Wine? Beer, maybe? I'm fine. Maybe lot. Got anything stronger? We do have various spirits. Anything in particular you'd like? Whichever one has the highest alcohol content. Thanks. Alright. I'll only be a minute. Why do I have a feeling that it's only a matter of time before this evening flies off the rails? So, how are things with the both of you? Oh, good, I hope. Not bad, getting by, I suppose. Yes, that's a perfect way to put it, Grim. Getting by, just getting by. Although, of course, you know that, Sebastian, right? Yes, well, I suppose we all can't be as fortunate. No, especially when certain people try their darndest to make sure of it. Indeed. And how has your time been here thus far, Grim? Enjoying your stay, I hope? I have. It's a very picturesque little town you got here. Obviously, I agree. We moved here just a little over a year ago, and not one day have I regretted it. And we're all so happy for you. Thank you. Still, as you know, there have been challenges here and there. You're right about that. Ever since you came here, there have been some challenges. Yes, there have. Alas, we persevered, and now, well, we're in a better place than ever. I think your wife and daughter would disagree. Hey, I'm not sure if you ever had this before, Grace, but I think you'll like it. Also, I thought to hell with it, so I poured myself... Oh, thank you very much. One would have been enough, but I won't say no to two either. Well, actually... Glug, glug, glug. One of them was, Glug, glug, glug. Yes, this is definitely not gonna go well. Sorry. What were you saying? Nothing. How did you like it? Not really for me, to be honest. But it does do the job. Oh, maybe we can find something a little more to your liking. As long as you keep them coming, I'll be a happy camper. I'm glad. I mean, I feel bad for Isla because she's really trying to make this work and Grace is just... Grace. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. She's in a very uncomfortable position. She's pounding drinks like no tomorrow, and... Well, dinner's almost ready, so if you'd like, why don't we move this to the dining table? Good idea!
The four of you move to the large dinner table. All the forks, knives, napkins, and glasses are perfectly and meticulously laid out.
I must say, I'm slightly disappointed that Mia wasn't able to join us. Yes, I'm sure you are. Unfortunately, she had other plans. It's completely fine. After all, this did all come together very last minute. Still, it would have been nice. Mm-hmm. Hi, everyone. Ah, here she is. I was beginning to think you'd never show your face. Sorry, I got a little, preoccupied with something, but I came down as fast as I could. That's fine. No need to apologize. It's really nice to see you, Grace. You look gorgeous as always. Oh, that's very sweet of you to say. Thank you. And Grim, it's so good to see you as well. Same here. Just relax, Grim. Everything's going to be just fine.
Still having the conversation in your head, you don't notice Cindy approach you.
Mwah! Well, that's some greeting. Since when did you two become so friendly? Actually, we only just started getting to know each other. But I think we're going to become fast friends. Just so long as you keep her hand, your hands off her, Grim. Ha ha ha. I actually have a girlfriend, so you don't have to worry about that. Yeah, Dad, he has a girlfriend. And he's a very, very faithful boyfriend. Isn't that right? Yeah, I can already feel myself sweating. Well, I think the food's ready, so you all just wait here while I go grab it. I can hardly wait.
Once Isla finishes serving dinner, the five of you sit in almost complete silence until everyone's done eating.
Whoops! I'm so sorry. It just flew out of me. Hey, maybe you should slow down a little with the drinking. I'm fine, Grim. It takes a lot more than what I had so far to get me drunk. Exactly. Let her enjoy herself. I'm sure it's not very often Grace has the opportunity to sample such fine quality liquor. Seb... No, he's right. It isn't very often. And, as I'm sure those who spend any length of time with him know, being at least mildly drunk is practically a must. Well, no. Because the people I keep around me don't have to worry about potentially being homeless in the near future. Can the same be said for those around you? Okay, that's enough. Cindy, you may be excused. And Grace? Why don't I give you a tour of the house? Sure, I'd love that. You know, I wouldn't mind having a tour of the... Actually, I'd love to have a chat with you, Grim. Oh, excuse me. Actually, I'd like to have a chat with you, Grim. Just the two of us. You're up for that, aren't you? I guess. For fuck's sake. We'll only be a few minutes, Grim. And you, behave yourself. Yes, darling. This is what I get for being a good guy and accompanying Grace here for some moral support. Oh, that was the wrong voice, but whatever. Ending up alone at the table with this asshole. Now that the women are out of the room, let's quit with the niceties. Have you given more thought to my offer? Your offer? Oh, the one about ditching Grace to come work for you? Exactly. Yeah, that's not gonna happen. Why not? You're on a sinking ship over there. Why not jump while you still have the chance? Well, first of all, it's not a sinking ship. Second, I'm only here for the summer, so sinking or not, I still have my real life to get back to. And third... I wouldn't work for you if you were the last slimy, low-life creep on Earth and I had a drug addiction that I desperately needed money to afford. Wow! I see. Then it's a good thing neither of us are those things. At least I'm not. I don't know about that. I heard things. Lies, I'm sure. I doubt that very much. I can see it in your eyes, just what kind of person you are. Really? I didn't know you were a psychologist. I don't need to be. It's easy to spot jerks like you from a mile away. You must have a lot of experience dealing with jerks, then. Had my share. Still, there's one thing that I've been wondering. What did she ever do to you to make you so bent on ruining her? Well, it's complicated. And at this moment in time, completely irrelevant. There's something more going on here that he's not telling me. Grace didn't say anything either. I see. And what about Mia? What about her? Was what happened with her complicated too? If you're referring to what I think you are, then you should know they're all lies. Really? So you never made a move on her? Never put your hands on her? No. And why would she lie about it? Because I just can't seem to find a single reason. I don't know what goes on inside her mind, so I won't pretend to. Of course. I can feel my blood starting to boil. Maybe I should excuse myself before I get an urge to rearrange his face. If it's okay with you, can I use your bathroom? Sure, it's down the hall and... I'll find it. Okay, just don't keep me waiting too long. I wouldn't dream of it.
After finding the bathroom, you go inside and close the door behind you.
Ah, what a fucking slime ball. How his family can even stand being around him is insane. As soon as Grace is done with the tour, I'm dragging her out of here. And hopefully never coming back here again. That's better. Done, finally. And a couple shakes just to make sure. Need a hand with that? Huh? Cindy, when the fuck did you come in here? Just a few seconds ago. I'm very sneaky, I know. And, need a hand? What? Oh, shit! There's really no need for that, Grim. After all, I did see it before. And that's the only time you're ever gonna see it. Oh, really? That's not really fair. I still haven't had a chance to taste it. Cindy! Don't fight it, Grim. Just let it happen. That's a very bad decision. Can I really go through with this? Letting her give me a hand job was enough, but this is definitely taking it too far. Stop it. That's enough. We can't do this, Cindy. I just can't do this. But you want to, don't you? Doesn't matter what I want. It's wrong. I have a girlfriend, I told you. And I already told you she doesn't have to know. I'll know. Sorry, but it's just not happening. What happened the other night was already bad enough. Don't make me dig myself even further into the hole I'm in. Please. Fine. That's what you really want. Thank you.
As Cindy watches with a look of disappointment across her face, you quickly put your pants back on.
Grim, huh? You're a good boyfriend. Your girlfriend's lucky to have you. I don't know about that. About you and me, yeah? Can we still be, you know, friends? Sure, of course we can. Cool. But right now, I really need to get out of here. We'll talk soon, okay? Sure. Bye, Grim. Man, the first
taking
time...
Taking another moment to compose yourself, you leave the bathroom.
First time in one of these where you can actually say, no, that's not a good idea. I mean, that would have... Man, the kind of woman that Cindy is... I mean, yeah, it's just a blowjob, but still... I don't want to get too close to that one. She's sneaky and she plays dumb, but she's not nearly as dumb as she makes herself out to be. Especially that first time you ran into her. That was a really close call. Thank God I was able to control myself this time. Still, I need to do better. I can't let what happened the other night with Cindy ever happen again. I gotta try being a better man than that. I will be a better man than that.
Walking back into the dining area, you find yourself in the middle of a loud argument between Grace and Sebastian.
You're such a piece of shit, you know that? I know, you told me many, many times. Please, Seb, will you just stop provoking her? This is my damn home. Who is she to speak to me that way in my home? Because you keep poking her. Can't you see how emotional she is? She's drunk, that's what I see. Fuck you. We are definitely experiencing her dissatisfaction with Sebastian, I guess you could say. Hey, what the hell is going on here? It's fine, Grim. They're just having another one of their squabbles. What about? I've only been gone a few minutes. How could this have escalated so fast? Like I said already, she's drunk. She doesn't know what the fuck she's doing. Not that she does when she's sober, either. I'm gonna fucking kill you! Whoa, just chill out, Grace. He's not worth it. Get this belligerent psycho out of my fucking house. Shut up, Sebastian. Alright, we're getting out of here. Let go of me, Grim. Not if you're gonna attack him. I'm fine. I won't do anything. You're lucky Grim was here to stop you, Grace. I'd be pressing charges if you so much as laid a finger on me. Drop dead, asshole. Come on, Grim. Let's go. Good. Leave. And don't ever step foot in this house again. I'd sooner slit my fucking wrists. Ah, bitch. What a nightmare. I never should have invited you over. It wasn't your fault. You had good intentions, but those two mix as well as oil and water. Yeah, except I should have known better. Definitely not making that mistake again. Don't beat yourself up over it. You're a good person, Isla. Never apologize for that. Thanks, Grim. It's comforting to hear. Anytime. So you're going to be okay with... Grim, what are you waiting for? Let's go! I think you better listen, Grim. We wouldn't want her going nuclear on you, too. Good point. I'll see you later, Isla. Take care. Good night, Grim. What a night. And yet I'm not surprised at all how it ended.
After finally convincing Grace to give you the car keys, you drive home, quietly. Once inside, you gently guide her up the stairs to her bedroom, where she falls asleep almost as soon as her head hits the pillow. Soon you do the same, and before you know it, you doze off almost as quickly. The next morning...
Wakey, wakey! Huh? Wake up, princess. You're not going to sleep all day, are you? Please tell me I'm just imagining this. There he is! Damn! Boy, do you look worse for wear. Granted, not as bad as Grace, but not much better either. Good to know. Couldn't you have waited until I came downstairs to tell me that? Or did you think starting my day with an insult was the way to go? I came to drop your key off. The insult was just a bonus. Heh. Great. Still, you're a day late. You were supposed to give it back to me yesterday morning. I know. Sorry. I was a little busy. Doing what? Marathoning a TV show? No, I had various bar-related tasks to take care of. Really? Yes, really. I'm not just around to be a pretty face, you know. Huh, could have fooled me. Zip it, why don't you? Anyway, I've done what I came here to do, so I'll get out of your hair. Actually, since we're alone... For the last time, Grim, I'm just not interested. Please, you're beginning to suffocate me. I am? Huh. Maybe I should actually start hitting on you then. Clever. Anyway, what did you want to say? Next time you organize a rendezvous in this house, how about you not stand up the person you're doing it with? Oh, right, that situation. Yeah, I know, that was my bad. Still, you can't be too peeved about it, can you? Huh? What does that mean? Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. Cindy didn't tell her what happened, did she? Did Cindy say something, Vivian? I don't know, is there something to tell, Grim? You don't know anything. Don't know what? That you've been a bad boy? Fuck. Tisk, tisk, tisk. I told her not to tell anyone about it. Yeah, she did remember you saying that. Unfortunately, it was right after she already, you know, told me. Seriously? I fucked up, I know. It's just that one thing led to another and... I don't need the play-by-play, Grim. Wait, you're not pissed? Why, because of our thing? Yeah. Yeah, we're just fooling around. However, if we were a couple, I'd kill you. Lucky me. Alright, I'm out of here. Still, maybe try keeping it in your pants from now on, huh? That is, if you care about that girlfriend of yours as much as you say you do. Can't argue with that.
Getting dressed, you walk downstairs and into the kitchen.
Morning. I hope that's coffee in the mug because booze doesn't really play well with you. Fuck you. Yeah, I heard that a few times last night too. Ugh, my head feels like it's being crushed with a damn vice. Well, you got what you deserved in a way. Again, fuck you. Look, sorry about last night. You shouldn't have seen me like that. Yeah, it's fine. I've seen worse. We shouldn't have gone over there. Probably not. Still, it is what it is. No use worrying about it, trust me. Although I am curious to know how the two of you got into it to begin with. I haven't got a fucking clue, but I'm sure it was some dickhead comment he made that set everything off. Yeah, probably. Hey, can I ask you a question? Exactly why do you hate each other's guts so much? It honestly seems kind of excessive. I already told you why. The thing with Mia, yeah, I know. But I have a feeling there's something more to it than that. What makes you think that? I'm not sure. Sebastian didn't say anything, did he? Not really. Why, is there something to tell? Suspicious as fuck. No, I was just asking. Come on, let's not talk about last night anymore. I want to wash it from my memory as soon as possible. Sure, what's she not telling me? Hey, do you think you could go tell Mia I'll need her at the bar a little earlier today? No problem, where is she? Outside, I think. Got it, I'll go tell her now.
Leaving Grace in the kitchen, you walk out into the backyard.
What the hell, is she meditating? Wow, she is. Mia meditating, huh? This is so bizarre. Oh man, hold on. This gives me an idea.
As quietly as possible, you creep towards Mia on your toes. Trying your best not to let her hear you approaching.
I don't think she's noticed me. This is gonna be fun. Boo!
A lightning fast reflex.
Ah!
Her hand was on your face before you could even blink.
Ouch! Grim, what the fuck are you doing? Shit me, I was just joking around. By scaring the shit out of me? That's not funny. Not when you clock me across the face, it isn't. Well, you got what you deserved. You don't sneak up on someone like that. Almost gave me a heart attack. This cheek is so gonna bruise. Probably. Actually, come to think of it, it is pretty funny. Haha. What are you doing out here anyway? Grace wanted me to tell you that you gotta go into work a bit earlier today. Does the reason have anything to do with that hangover of hers?
Yup.
Yeah, fine. And what's all this you're doing? Meditating? Wanna join me? Me? Oh, I don't know. Not exactly my kind of thing. Wasn't mine either, but still. Come on, take a seat across from me. Oh, okay. Screw it. Are you in position? I think so. Your legs crossed? No, and they're not gonna be. I experienced enough pain for one day. Okay, fair enough, just as long as you're comfortable and relaxed. Other than the throbbing cheek, I am. Good. First thing we're gonna do is take a deep breath in. Okay, I did it. You don't have to narrate, Grim. Just do it quietly on your own. So again, we breathe in. And now breathe out. Doing this will put you in a more relaxed state and lower your heart rate. Now, we go again. So breathe in. I'm not sure why, but I feel a real urge to screw with her.
With her eyes still closed, you slowly reach out with your index finger, pointed.
And then breathe out. Boop! You're such an idiot. Sorry, I couldn't help myself. I'll be more serious now. Uh-huh. Okay, let's try again. Breathe in. And breathe out. Grim, that's so gross! Now I'm really gonna kick your ass. Whoa, stop that. I don't want to get in trouble for beating up a girl. Please, you couldn't beat me up if you tried. I could beat you up when we were kids, and I can beat you up now anytime. Oh yeah, do your worst. You're so dead.
As you wrestle with Mia on the ground, you can't help noticing how her face lit up. It's the first time since you got here that you could tell she's genuinely happy being around you. It was also the first time you genuinely and truly felt happy being there with her. However, the moment was short-lived.
Grim? I think there's someone here who wants to see you. Really? But I don't know. Oh, shit! Sadie! Oh, no! That's probably not a good look for him. Surprise! Sadie? Fuck! Chapter 3. You know, if any other girl was lying on top of you like that, this would look really bad. Huh?
You look back at Mia, realizing she's still sprawled over you.
Whoa! What are you doing here? Why, aren't you happy to see me? Ouch! No, of course I am, it's just you never mentioned you were coming. If I did, then it wouldn't be much of a surprise, would it? Guess not. Well, aren't you gonna give me a proper hello? Oh, yeah! Hi, Sadie.
You kiss Sadie on the lips.
Hi to you too. And you must be Mia. Yep, that's me. Well, it's nice to finally meet you. You too. And it's also nice to finally put a face to the name. Really, you two have been dating for like a year and he hasn't even so much as shown you a picture of her? Nope. And I don't think you're on any of the socials either, right? I don't really use any of that stuff anymore, no. Gotta say, from how cagey Grimm's always been about you, I was starting to think you had horns or something. But you're really, really pretty. Oh, thank you. You too. Ah, oh, thanks. And you've already met Grace, I take it. You should have seen the look on her face when she opened the door. It had nothing to do with you, sweetie. I just had a rough night. Anyway, why don't the four of us move this inside? I could use another cup of coffee. I bet you could. Sure, come on, Grim. Mia, you coming? I was actually in the middle of a seance. Seance? Who the fuck is she summoning? Maybe a little I think you can put it off for a second, don't you think? We finally get a chance to meet Grim's girlfriend. Fine. She can summon the elder gods later. Good, now come along. Also, it wouldn't kill you to look a little more cheerful either. She's not. She's extremely fucking jealous. Yeah. Yeah. I can never figure out what the deal is with this girl.
A few minutes later.
Slurp. Yeah, that hits the spot. Just how rough of a night did you actually have? Nothing crazy, I just drank a little too much. Plus, since I don't drink very often, it hit me like a truck. Wait, you own a bar, don't you? Co-own, but yes, I understand the irony. But it's fine, her partner Vivian more than makes up for it. Vivian. That's the lady I met over the phone the other day, wasn't it? Yep. And again, sorry about that. She's kind of out there, huh? She's a lot of things. She's kind of a lot of things. Mia. What? Be nice. Ugh. Sorry, is there something I'm missing? Not really. The two of them just have a bit of a prickly relationship. Make that the three of us. Okay, then perhaps I'll avoid the subject. Good idea. So how long were you planning on being here? I'm more than happy for you to stay a few days if you'd like. Well, I know this is very presumptuous of me, but... Would it maybe be okay if I stayed just a bit longer? Longer? What's she getting at? How long were you thinking exactly? I was thinking if it'd be fine with you, maybe the whole summer? What? Oh, the whole summer, you say? Wow. Sadie, don't you think we should discuss this? Obviously, I'd carry my own weight, of course. It's just that being back home and away from Grim all this time, it made me realize how much I don't want to be apart from him. And don't you think it would be a good idea, too? We can finally spend time together without having to worry about classes and curfews and... Yeah, but don't you think we should have discussed this beforehand? I mean, I don't really want to put Grace on the spot like this, you know? I get it. I'm really sorry for putting you in this position. Guess I tend to get a little carried away sometimes. Please, there's no reason for you to apologize. I actually find it to be very romantic. Thank you. Also, you don't have to give me an answer straight away. There's really no pressure, I swear. Okay. Great, just let me know whenever. No, that was my answer. Huh? You mean... Yes, you're welcome to stay for the summer. Oh my god, really? What is happening right now? Yes, really.
Springing from her seat, Sadie races around the table.
Thank you so much. I promise you won't regret it. You're welcome. Just maybe don't squeeze so tight. Oh, sorry. Can you believe it, Grim? We're going to have the entire summer to ourselves. Yeah, that's awesome. Really, really awesome. Really? Then why do you look so shell-shocked? I'm not. It's just that all this happened so fast, I'm still taking it in. And we're going to have a chance to really get to know each other, too. Yeah, can't wait. Boy, this is so exciting. Oh, look what time it is. I should probably head over to the bar. You still have a little while before that. Maybe, but I just feel like going a bit earlier this time. That's a first. Funny. I'll just go and quickly freshen up, then I'll be out of here. Actually, why don't you take Sadie along? That is, if you're interested. Sure, I'm down. Thanks, but you really don't have to. You'll just end up bored out of your mind. Ignore it, Sadie. You won't be bored at all. Well, then maybe Grim should come too. Sure, I can come along if you want. Probably for the best if those two aren't left alone. Maybe it'd be a good idea for just you and Sadie to go. It could be a great opportunity to spend some quality time together. Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. And besides, I'm pretty under the weather, so I could use Grim around the house today. I'm cool with that. So what do you say, Mia? Just the two of us? Yeah, I'm okay with that. Great, so that settles it. But before you head out, we should sort out the sleeping arrangements. Oh, yeah. And just so you know, I'm easy. I can sleep anywhere. Well, you could always sleep in Grim's room with him. I mean, if you're comfortable with it, of course. Huh? Why wouldn't she be comfortable with it? I just don't want to presume anything. I don't know how things work between you with that stuff.
Trying to be as subtle as possible, Mia disappears upstairs without saying anything. Unlike Grace and Sadie, you notice...
Uh-oh. She's acting pretty weird. Is it because of Sadie? Thanks for asking, but we're way past that point. Okay, just making sure. Grim, why don't you show Sadie upstairs to your room so she can unpack? She can head out with Mia as soon as she's done. That okay, Mia? Oh, where did she run off to? Upstairs. Huh. Anyway, that sounds like a plan. Yep. Come on, Grim, I can't wait to see our room. Alright, just hold your horses. Can't help it. I'm so excited. Yeah, me too. Though I think I'm even more worried.
With Sadie following behind excitedly, you head upstairs to your bedroom.
Well, this is it. Huh. Huh? It's pretty basic, isn't it? Not a lot going on. And you know I'm a guy, right? What did you expect, the room to be filled with oil paintings and scented candles? No, but it could use a little more of a personal touch, I think. And by that you mean a lady's touch, right? Exactly. Mine specifically. Okay. Of course. And I presume this is... our bed. Correct. It's comfier than it looks. Not too soft. Not too firm. Perfect for all kinds of nighttime activities. Oh yeah? And exactly what kind of activities were you thinking? Oh, you know. Just the really incredibly dirty ones. And these activities... Yeah? Can they only be done at night? Not necessarily. But now isn't the time either. Damn. However, I promise you, the next time we're alone, good luck keeping me off you. Now why in the world would I want to do that? You wouldn't?
Suddenly there's a knock on the door, and after a second, Mia comes in.
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but I just wanted to see if you're ready to go. Almost. Would you mind giving me 5 more minutes? Sure, I'll be waiting downstairs. Awesome, thanks.
With this, Mia leaves the room.
Okay, enough screwing around. I don't want to get off on the wrong foot with your sister by keeping her waiting. Good idea.
Just as she said, within 5 minutes, Sadie's ready to go. Meeting up with Mia downstairs, they immediately set out for the bar.
Damn, why am I so tired? Suppose the shock of Sadie showing up really took it out of me. I can still hardly believe she's actually here. And the weird thing is, I don't even know how to feel about it. Interesting morning, huh? Oh yeah, tell me about it. So what's on your mind? Nothing much. Then what's with the concerned look on your face? Everything's fine. Don't worry about it. The bigger question is, how are you feeling about all this? About what? Your girlfriend showing up on my doorstep out of nowhere asking to live here for the entire summer? Yeah. I'm okay with it. She seems like a nice girl. She is. Really easy to get along with, too. I believe it, although I do wonder how she and Mia will get along. Yeah, you and me both. Hey, do you mind if I ask you a question? Go ahead. Well, maybe I'm completely off base, but are you actually happy about her being here? Sadie? Of course I am. Why, do I look like I'm not? Honestly, kind of. When you first saw her, I get that you were shocked. But since then, your demeanor hasn't really progressed to anything resembling joy or excitement. I'm excited, really. I guess I'm just not very good at showing it. At least not in front of other people. Oh, is that a fact? No, I don't mean it like that. It's just that I sometimes struggle to show affection in public. Yeah, you and me both. Really? I wouldn't have guessed, considering what you told me about your past. Well, that was when I was much younger. A lot's happened since then. On a different note, you mind if I ask you a question now? Sure, shoot. I hope it's not personal, but what was the deal with your divorce? Wow, that's a loaded question. You don't have to answer if you're not comfortable. No, I can't answer. It's just that There are a lot of problems, so it's hard to explain without going on a tangent. Let's just say that we found out later than we should have how completely and utterly incompatible we were. Damn, that must have sucked. It did. A lot, actually. But you know what the worst part was? Also, I'm aware how terrible saying this will make me seem. I'm listening. Well, to be honest, the financial security. Oh. That's not to say there weren't other things I loved about Bill initially, but the feeling of being taken care of. Only now do I realize how important that is. I assume the whole thing with the bar made you think about that a lot. The bar, this house, my God, this fucking house. You don't like it? No, of course I do. Who wouldn't? Being able to afford it is the problem. I honestly don't know what I'm gonna do, Grim. It's all such a mess. Everything will be fine, Grace. We'll figure it out. How, though? I've completely run out of ideas and time is ticking away. But now things are different. How do you mean? Well, now you have me. So what? You're supposed to be my knight in shining armor riding in on a stallion to my rescue? Maybe a little dramatic, but something like that, sure. If only. Okay, seriously now, by the time I leave, we'll turn things around. I give you my word. Thanks, Grim. I don't know how much difference it'll make, but your confidence does at least give me some comfort. I'm glad to hear it. Now, if you don't mind, I think I'll go up to my room and have a little snooze. Still feel like shit, huh? Yeah, even the aspirin I took has done fuck all. Been there before. Well, I hope you'll feel better after a nap. I really hope so, too. So what are you gonna do? We'll stop it right here. Alright, so let's see. Once again, I don't know. It might be next year. Because if we're going to do a big Lust Epidemic Christmas or something like that that I've got planned where it's just one game for a number of hours, then we won't be doing Mia. But don't worry, because we're in Chapter 3 of 10. So there's a lot more Mia coming, and I'm not going to just, oh, it's January. No, we're still going to do Mia. We're still going to do Lust Theory. You know, we're just taking a break. It's the holidays, guys. I mean, it happens once every year. So, it's that time again, and things are going to be a little bit, just a little bit quieter. But we'll resume full speed ahead in January. Yeah, that's how tired I am. I can't even remember what the fuck I'm supposed to say. But yeah, it's time for me to go to bed, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Returning to Mia next year. Stay tuned.